Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Rob. Another awesome, amazing day. How you doing today? Up early, breath and smile, a joyful day, no matter what God has created for you this day. And you and I must imagine He has the perfect plan. The pieces of the puzzle that seem so chaotic always come together and create the most beautiful picture called your life. Your life. This life we live of beauty and harmony and happiness and joy. It is amazing. And we must find that joy in the moment of now. For God is the gift. God loves. For love. In the challenges of life that we see, we fight and fight and fight, but it really is within each of me and you. Remember, the body requires a little bit of oxygen, water, and sustenance. But in general, our sustenance is overindulged because, well, instinctually, you eat meat need to store the fat for the survival of tomorrow. But then we get fat, and the constant consumption of carbs causes the inflammation in our body, and boom, it's not a good story. And to keep it simple, it is really very simple. How many of you out there are on drugs for hypertension, diabetes, and high cholesterol? And what is the cost of that? It really is simple. Eliminate the bagels, the yogurt, the grains, the greens, the rice, the pasta, the bread. We are consuming the things that make us sick to require the drugs that ultimately never make us better. And why would we do that? Why would we keep on eating the thing that makes us sick? That seems sick to me. God created this earth and the human brain, the intelligence that we have to shift and change and think and love, and life is perfect all as it is. God's love is here with you this day. God's love is here with you this day. And it is simple. We fill the house up with cocaine. Cocaine, that's right. I call it carbocaine. Carbohydrates, the thing that your body requires zero of, and yet it makes up 80% of our caloric intake. Our diet does not consume fat, or maybe a little bit of the good fat, as someone says, a vegetable oil. But truth be said, our body really does well with less consumption of food. Once a day, at most, or less. For life is simple and easy and amazing, and God has gifted you and I the perfect life, and we are living it now. Today, with love, faith, happiness, joy, kindness, be kind. Do not criticize, condemn, or complain. Do not criticize, that's right, complain, condemn. Condemn, criticize, complain. These are the things that we do each day. It doesn't matter. It starts at the weather or the TV or the radio or the car or the dog or the cat or the husband, the wife, the children, the friends, the neighbor, the enemy, the work, the school. But truly remember, it is all within each of us. And our true job in life is to stand still and love and hold joy in that love of the things that you hate. And when you say, I love you, thank you, I'm so grateful. Yes, I love you. I'm grateful. Thank you. How blessed I am to be with you in this life. If they don't kill you, they make you stronger, but the strength really comes in being able to step back and look around and see the perfect nature of all things, and God loves thee. God loves thee. God is the perfect maker of the universe. Yes. for the world is not out there, it is in here. A breath and smile this day. And continue to hold the dream of that which you desire, but remember as if it already is, and you need not go anywhere. It is there with you now. It is there with you right now. How simple and easy it be. For life gives us the way to simply grow and be. And a breath and smile of life this day. Supplements, okay, a little bit. What's all this stuff about? All these powders and protein and juicing and shakes. And exercise is like, are you exorcisming? That's right. What are we really doing in life? Let's put a smile and be happy and stand still and be good with wherever we're at or wherever we're going. And realize you can't make anyone else happy or sad. You can't make anyone else be right or wrong. Good. It's within each and every one of us, because God is within each and every one of us. We are the God that life has created. Yes. Stand still and know that you are God. For God is within each and every one of us. And God is the creator of life. He didn't promise a long time or an easy time. Whether it's an hour a week, years, each of them is called a lifetime. A longer life is not necessarily a better life. And there's nothing for us to accomplish or do, but being human is all that is required. And we are that. We are these little human animals, an instinctual machine that is learning, growing, sharing, and creating each and every day. For God's life and love is with each of us. How do you get healthy? Well, imagine you are already that which you desire to be, and the universe becomes easy. The real sustenance is for the mind. And read a good book each and every day. Listen to a good book each and every day. Share a good story each and every day, and realize that God has created this life for you and I. He always knows the right things for you this day. Remember, the fat of the land is the fertile findings for you. And in God's faith, no matter what and where and how, it is always perfect. Yes, always perfect. God loves you. Enjoy this day. Dr. Rob.